I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinal, by knowing which there shall remain nothing further to be known.
Jnanam teyaham sabijnanam idam bhakshami asesata jajgatya neho huyannat jnatabham abhishishate. So, Krishna is personally speaking about himself, as we understood in the previous verse, that asaṃsāyam samagraṁ mā yathāgāsati tatchino. Asaṃsāyam, without any doubt, if we speculate about God, that will never be sufficient. Not even we can touch the presence of the knowledge. If we want knowledge without any doubt, asaṃsa, samagram, and complete, then we must hear from God Himself. This is very easy to understand by hypothesis, by speculation. You cannot understand anything. It must be known scientifically, and this science can be understood if a person knows the science. So who can know God better than God Himself? Therefore, our processes, we have repeatedly explained this, that we do not speculate about God. Just like there are so many other theosophists and theologists, they speculate what is God. They don't accept God personally explaining. They will not accept. They would simply speculate. This is their disease. When God is explaining Himself in the Bhagavad Gita, rather they mislead the readings of the Bhagavad Gita in different interpretations, but they will not accept what is being taught by God Himself. This is their misfortune. Why is that? Accept Krishna as God, although He has proved Himself and He was present by the qualification which God needs. To become God is not easy thing. There are some qualifications. Yesterday we discussed. He must be the richest. He must be the most powerful. He must be the most famous. He must be the most learned. He must be the most beautiful. And he must be the most renowned. This is the definition of God. The poor man begging from door to door, he cannot become God. As it is misconceived, Daridra Nara. Why Narang can be Daridra? What is this nonsense? He is the richest. He is the richest. And why he will be Daridra? The argument is forward that God is everyone's heart. Therefore everyone is God. What is this argument? Everyone's heart, God is there. God says, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddesyo jana sishtati. Where God says that because Ishara, the Supreme Being, is situated in everyone's heart, therefore everyone is God. What is this argument? Where Krishna says that because Ishara sarvabhutanam riddesyo jana sishtati, therefore everyone is God. Is that a very sound argument? So, this is going on. They do not know what is God. And instead, there are so many incarnations of God. And foolish people accept that here is an incarnation of God. He does not know what is God, and he accepts here is it. We do not do so. If there is incarnation of God, that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Their activities are mentioned, wonderful activities. We accept Lord Ramchandra and God, Lord Krishna as God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God, because they are mentioned in the Shastra, all the incarnations, even this age. One may say that Lord Ramchandra is accepted, God. Lord Krishna is also accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the greatest devotee of God, but there are some person in the Nimbarka Sampradaya. They put this argument. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is there in the Shastra. Many Upanishads, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the Kali Yuga, this incarnation of God should be worshipped. What is that description? Krishna varnam tisha krishna sanga pangastha pasadam jagdai shanti tanai prajai sajanti hi sumedata. Clearly, Chaitanya. Krishna varnam tisha akrishnam. He is Krishna or Krishnam varnayati. It is Krishna Varnam. Srila Jiva Goswami, the most authoritative acharya of our sampradaya, he has explained like this. Krishna Varnam means always chanting Hare Krishna. Krishnam Varnayati describing Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is description of Krishna. Addressing Krishna. So therefore Krishna Varna or Varna means category. That's like Brahman Varna, Kshatriya Varna. Then that's a Krishna Varna means he's Krishna in the category of Krishna. either you take this meaning or that meaning, Krishna Varna. But Krishna is there, and he is Krishna by the complexion of Krishna. Of Krishna means not Krishna. But there are so many colors. So everything is of Krishna. That color, all the colors are mixed together and become black. Otherwise, there are many different colors. So of Krishna means different color, not Krishna, not black. So what is it actual? That you have to refer to Shastra again. The Krishna, in how many categories of color he appears? That is stated in the Bhagavatam. When Krishna was born, then Gargamuni was calculating about his horoscope, and he said to Nanda Maharaj that this your child, Idanim Krishna Tarangata, Shukla Rapta Tathapita, Idanim Krishna Tarangata. Your child had formerly white color. White color, sometimes some critics criticize us that Krishna everywhere is black, while in your temple white. But it is said that Shukla, Rakta, Sathapita, Idanim Krishna Tathata, your son had other colors also, white and red and yellow, and now he has a sin, black is color. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tisha Afishnam, is not blackish. Then he must be other four, Shukla, Rakta, Pita. So he assumed the Pita, yellow is color. Therefore, Tisha Apushnam. Tisha means by complexion. So Krishnamarnam, Krishnam Varnayati, Iti Krishnamarnam, or Krishna, Iti Krishna Varna, and Tisha by complexion of Krishna, Pita. Idanim, Pita Varna. Pita Varana Gora, golden avatar. And Sangha Pangrasa Parthadam is always surrounded by, as you see, especially by Sri Advaita Varadha Sivasari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna, then Nityananda, then Advaita, then Gadadhar, then Sivas, and many other devotees, all his followers. That is the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wherever he went, many followers chanting Hare Krishna, plus this principle associates well. Therefore, Sangha Panga Sapata. And this Sangha Upanga were his astra. Astra means weapon. God is advanced for two purposes. What are the two purposes? Paritrana Sadhunam. Just to give relief and deliver the devotees. The devotees are always anxious to see God. So God comes down to give relief to the devotee being present before them. Paritrana Sad. Another, Vinasaya Duskita. To annihilate the demons. So then, for annihilating, for killing, You require Vaikun. Krishna has his Vaikun. Sudarshan Chakra. Lord Ramchandra has his Vaikun. Bow and arrow. What is the Vaikun of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sangapanga Kaparsadam. His associates are his Vaikun. This is Asura. Because in the Kali Yuga, they are so fallen. Even though they are demons, they are third class, fourth class demons. They need not be killed. They are already killed. Their mode of life, their atmosphere, they are always dead. That is just like we see so many demons. So, what is there to kill them? They are already killed. They have no life. So, this killing process in Kali Yuga is to kill their demonic propensity. And how to kill that demonic propensity is by spreading Hare Krishna movement. This is also. Otherwise, to kill them is not by life, it is not difficult. One slap is it. You don't require other weapons. But real Krishna comes to kill or to give protection because it is absolute, it is the same thing. If he is killing some demons, he is giving him protection. He stops his demonic activities, further, to implicate himself in more trouble. Therefore, when Krishna kills one demon, that means he saves him. He saves him. That is absolute. Either he protects his devotee or kills the demon, the result is the same. Therefore, it is called absolute. So, in this age, Kali Yuga, to kill the demons means to stop their demonic activities by the astra, kirtan, Harishan kirtan, which is spread by his associates. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Sivasadi, Gaul, Bhaktabinda, they are going door to door, country to country, city to city, and saving the demons from being implicated more and more in material existence. Therefore, this is the astra. Astra means the killing. The real purpose of living entity is eternal. How we can escape? Nahannate hannamane sarire. So to kill means to kill his demonic nature. Otherwise, how can we kill? Jayamang, there is verse. Anyone who knows that the living entity is never killed a living entity does not kill anyone, neither a living entity ever kill. One who knows this, he knows. That is the position. So killing does not mean that it means killing the living entity. That is not possible. Rajayatana miyasiva. Killing means to kill his demonic activities. Stop. Killing means stop, active. So, sangapanga saparsalam, this is the description of the God, Krishna, in this age. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna vannam sisa krishna, sangapanga saparsalam. And how to worship him? What is the process? Jaggai sankirtanai. You keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deity and chant and dance, your life is successful. So we are worshipping Radha Krishna. That is very difficult. But if we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is associated with Pancha Tattva, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Gadadhar, or Pancha Tattva, and worship him according to this Shastra description, Vishwa Shastra description is Yajvai Sankirtan. This is Yajva. Life is meant for performing Yajva. The Bhagavad Gita is said, Yajnyarthe Karma. You are very busy. Yes, you should be busy always, 24 hours. For what purpose? Yajnyarthe. Not for yourself, you are busy. That is the Buddha. Yajnyarthe karma. Karma, we are not dull matter. We have got our flexible hands and legs to work. People think that these Krishna conscious men, Hare Krishna people, they are escaping. What is that? Escaping? We are not escaping. We are practically taking the real attitude. Although people see that we do not work, we do not go to the factory, go not to the mine, we do not go to the so many things, professional, we do not become lawyer, engineer, they say that you escape. No, you see, we are always busy, 24 hours busy. I'm old man of 8 years. Still I'm busy. I'm traveling all over the world, writing books at night, talking with visitors, and so many things you can see. So where we are escaping? We are the most responsible one. So what is the difference? The difference is all people are engaged for self gratification. We are engaged for satisfying Krishna. But activities are there. So when you engage yourself for satisfaction of Krishna, yoga means satisfaction of Krishna or Vishnu. Vishnu aradhate pumsa nanna tattosu karanam. This is called yoga. Vishnu, yoga means worshipping Lord Vishnu. Tattosu karanam. Waxing for his satisfaction. Tosa means satisfaction. And in another place it is also said, tatappam vidyasrishta varnasama vibhavata sanusthitasya pumsasya. Sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosa. Everyone has got different type of activities. Formerly it was divided into four. The Brahman activity, the Kshatriya activity, the Vaishya activity, and the Shudra activity. Now it has been developed at the present moment, so many. But if you again collect all of them, they will come to the same categories or divisions. Some intelligent class of men, they are working day and night about understanding the absolute truth, all the truth, just like the philosophies, the philosophers, the theologies, the scientists, so many brain workers, they're working to discover better way of life, how the human society should be more and more healthy. So this is the work of the Brahmanas. But nowadays the brain is not equalized for understanding Brahma, but for understanding the ways of higher standard of life, sensibility. Anyway, that is intelligent work. Next, the administrative work. Next, the productive work. And next, the kvasta, general work. The same Brahman Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra. Bhagavad Gita recommends that you work for Krishna. If you are engineer, so you use your talent how to construct a very wonderful temple for Krishna. That will be success of your learning engineering. Tanushtitasya dharmasya. Anyone has got a particular talent. So how to make that talent successful? The sanushtitasya dharmasya samsuddhi paritosanam. If you are very first class engineer, you construct such a wonderful temple for Krishna that people from all the world will come to see, then you are successful. Line of education, you cannot take it, but use it for Krishna's satisfaction. Then your education is perfect. Otherwise, samaya hi kevalam, simply working uselessly and waste of time. That is it. So yoga, that is yoga. When you work for Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, that is yoga. Yoga does not mean that simply by performing five sacrifices and offering little ghee upon it. No, that is yoga. That is ordinary yoga. Agnihotra yoga. But the real purpose of yoga is the same purpose in the fire sacrifice you offer the food grains. That means the Supreme Lord is eating through fire. So eating is satisfaction. So Krishna is not satisfied only by eating. He has got other senses also. Krishna is not Viraka. And Krishna, you satisfy any sense of Krishna, you are successful. And he can satisfy anything through any sense. Angani jasva sagalindriya vittimanti. So this is the part yajna. Yajna. So yajna has to be part. Saho yajna puja sushka. In the Bhagavad Gita is fine. See, all the living entities, especially the human being, the demigods were first created, the seven rishis, they created later on. Imam vivasthati yogam prathama vivasthan manove prah. The sun god was created, then from him Manu came, from Manu Ikhato came, in this. So, all these progeny was created for performing yoga. That is stated in yoga. So, everyone is meant for performing yoga. Yajnasi, karma. Everyone should work for performing yoga. That is human life. Work very hard. You have got tendency to work from morning 6 to night 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you see. Early in the morning, the road is congested. They are going to work. But they do not know why they are working. They know why I am working for cleaning up this building. That they know. No, that is not the purpose of work. But filling up the belly, the animals, the ants, the cats, dogs, birds, they are also working. And you shall also work for filling up the belly only. Then what is the value of your life? You should work for yajna. That is human life. Jagyārtha karma. I don't like yajna. Then karma bandhana. We are becoming entrapped, working under the influence of certain material modes of nature. Therefore, you are infecting that material mode of nature, and according to the infection, you develop the next body. That's why according to infection, you develop the disease. So this material body is disease. That you do not understand. We are soaping this material body, keeping it fit. But we do not know that this is disease. Does anyone want to keep the disease? And say, my dear disease, please live with me forever. Is there any intelligent man say like that? Disease is to be cured. Is to be demonized. In Hindi, they say, jar or par, ko khane ko na do bhag jaye. And unwanted guest and disease, you do not give him to eat and he will go out. Any disease, you start for 2 days, 2 days, 3 days, it is good. And any unwanted guest, if you don't supply him food, he will automatically go. So disease should not be mentioned. Disease should be cured. So that curing medicine we have to take, not to maintain this material body. Nasaduman me jato atmanayam asam napi ke sadeyasade. This is real intelligence. Everyone is trying to keep this body, this disease, maintain. This time, next time, going on. Janma mittu morana mala. This is not it. This is the cure. Therefore, Shastra says, Nuram pramatta kurute vikarma jat indriya prithai apnoti nasadhamanne jata atmanayam Lesada asa deha asannapi. People are mad and they are doing anything mischievous, sinful. And what is the purpose? And just to satisfy the senses. You see, there are so many nice food stuff. Krishna has given fruits, flowers, grains, milk, butter, sugar, and you can prepare hundreds and thousands of preparations out of it and offer to Krishna and eat it very nicely. No, we must have meat. This is vikarma. Vikarma means sinful activity. Karma, vikarma, and tena daktena bhundita. God has given you so many nice food stuff. Why should you kill an animal? Therefore, Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill. Then shall I die? No. There are so many things to eat. Deva Dakshina, whatever is ordained by you, by God, Krishna. The same thing is said. Krishna should have said, give me mansam dimmam. No. He said, patram bhusma, palam deva, jomi maktavati. So this is yoga, to satisfy Krishna. So if you offer Krishna these things, what he wants, you satisfy. Jome bhakta prajacchati, bhakta with bhakti, Krishna said. Why don't you do this? That is yoga. Everyone can perform yoga at home. Because they are eating. Who is there? He is not eating. Everyone is eating. But if you prepare within these items, patram pushpam phalam toyam, and prepare nice varieties of pushpam and offer to Krishna, that is yoga. That is yoga. And yoga shishya suno santa mucchante sarvakirmus. If you take prasadam, Krishna will not eat everything. He will eat and he will leave for you also. So don't be afraid that if I offer Krishna, he will get her. Krishna is not so hungry. Even if he is hungry, he can eat the whole universe. So, just satisfy Krishna. Sir, it is all given by you. These food grains, these foods, flowers, it is your gift. So you first of all taste or eat, then I say, Krishna is very satisfied. So we want Krishna satisfaction. Tanustitasya dharmasya sansiddhi paritojanam. You have cooked very nicely, and if Krishna says, yes, it is very nice, then your cooking is perfection. Samsiddhi haritosanam. Then do everything. If Krishna is satisfied, that is yoga. That is yoga. And one should live for that purpose. Yajnyase tanmanatra lupan. Work very hard. But yajnyase. And if you work so hard like ass and cats and dog, simply for satisfying your tongue or belly or the genital straight line, then you are going to hell. Jagnyatse-tanma-tanlatra-karma-bandhana. Then you are becoming bound up by the laws of nature. If you eat and sleep, and ask like dog, then become dog, next line. And if you act like God, then you never God. Very easy thing. So whatever you like, you can do. But the Shastra gives you a direction. Jagyate. Act. Work. Work hard. For pleasing the Supreme Lord. Jagyate. Otherwise, you will be bound up in the cycle of birth and death. Don't do it. So, this Krishna Consciousness Movement is teaching this education. It performed. You cannot escape it. You cannot say that you are interested, you can do. We are not interested. If you are not interested, then you are living a very risky life. Because you have to change your body. Dehantaram. And you can see there are examples of so many types of body. Now suppose if you live at the risk of your life and next life you become a tree, stand up, But 5,000 years in the snow, scorching heat, scorching blasting, so many disturbances, and you cannot move at any. And people may cut down you, your leaves, your trunk, or you. They are cutting so many. What is that like? And if you say, no, I'm living for 5,000 years. What is the use of living? Just 5,000 years? No. Don't reach life. Karma bandhana. If you don't perform yoga, if you don't try to satisfy the supreme law, it's like if you don't try to satisfy the government, then it is your risky life. You cannot say that I am living very happily. Because you are cheating government and do not follow the laws of the government, that is very risky life. Similarly, if you do not perform yoga, you cannot avoid sahajagna puja sista. You have got this human form of life for performing yoga. So, in this age of Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform another yoga. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna has appeared to accept your yoga, to deliver you. And the yoga process is very easy. Yagvai Sankirtanai. That's all. Simply perform. Wherever you live, at home or outside home, just keep a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Hare Krishna mantra before him. Then your life will be successful. Thank you very much.